place could not be thinner for such an undertaking. At Shanktonbury, each subsequent invader of the Downs had discovered new unknowns. 2,000 years ago, the Druids found barrows already older than memory and invented stories to explain them. Now we do the same. The Romans built temples there, at least two in their time, and worshipped pagan gods while fearing the ones that lingered in the old fortress visible in the ground. The Saxons found the ruined temples, practiced their own religion. When Christ came, his house was built at the foot of the Downs, but above it, on Shanktonbury, that was for Woden. 800 years ago, an incident. A monk killed mysteriously at Shanktonbury on the eve of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, a night marked by bonfire and drunkenness, the summer solstice. The traditional meeting place of Sussex witches is Shanktonbury Ring, wrote Dorian Valiente. A coven, an unbroken line of the old religion at Shanktonbury. Figment of Valiente's imagination? Perhaps. But in the 20th century, a London businessman found in the center of the ring, gun by his side, bullet through his heart. Two girls from Worthing plot their own deaths by poison on a carriage journey over the Down. The sentiment, a place of ritual, a place of life and death, was there. The Morris men danced on forever. Their clashing sticks and jingling bells receded into the mist as I circled the trees until I found something familiar. There, among snagged wool and snagged mist, I put my hand on a young tree to spin myself around and stopped with a sharp breath. There she was, Winnie.